Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features on our site we give away to you, so do enjoy those on us. And the us tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
So lots on board to talk about here tonight. There's something that I mentioned recently on the show that really didn't get into in detail, and that was a Bitcoin story. We haven't done a good Bitcoin news story in a while.
All you guys ever talk about is Bitcoins.
Well, it's true. We did talk about
Bitcoin. And the Free State Project and Liberty and things that I wish you wouldn't talk about.
Yeah, well, everybody's got their critique, and that's fine. So, yeah, we have talked a lot about Bitcoin over the times that Bitcoin has been around.
I love to talk about Bitcoin because I believe that Bitcoin is an amazing new technology.
But Mark, it's down. It's down to like $89.
I think it's at 90, like $100. It was earlier today.
It was 250, Mark. What do you have to say to that?
What, that it's down?
Yeah.
Oil was at 130, now it's at 90.
Yeah, but Mark, this is not a real currency. I mean, this is just a digital plaything.
What the hell is the difference between a real currency and a digital plaything? What makes something a real currency?
Right. Why is the Bitcoin any less real than the dollar?
Or cigarettes that people use in prison? Or I mean, I suppose that they weren't really used that much as a commodity when I was in prison. But whatever. They're just stamps.
The thing is, Bitcoin's better than the dollar in so many ways. It's essentially digital cash. It is potentially potentially anonymous. You have to take a little bit of extra effort to make it more anonymous, but it is a decentralized method for you to transfer value from one person to another anywhere in the world in a very, very short period of time for virtually no or no fee.
Right, and I have yet to hear a valid critique of Bitcoin. I'm looking for it. I am not paid to say what I say about Bitcoins. Yes, we have sponsors that take Bitcoin and promote Bitcoin.
Bitcoinstore.com.
Bitcoinstore.com is a great example. But the reason that we talk about, I mean, we've got ManVentureOutpost.com, and we're not on here doing stories about tents, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. So, you know, we talk about what we talk about because it's interesting to us, and we're big proponents of Bitcoin.
And the reason why Bitcoin is really interesting to me is that it's got the potential to, and some would argue already has, change the world. And it has, I think, already changed the world in that the black market is dramatically different than it has ever been before, thanks to sites like the Silk Road and Atlantis that allow individuals to buy illegal drugs and identification cards and things like that online anonymously, which is amazing. And also just the fact that you can bypass all the banks to cut out the middleman in any kind of financial transaction is an incredible step forward. I mean, anytime you can cut out the middleman, it's a step forward for the consumer, for the individual. And that's what Bitcoin does. It cuts the banks out of the picture. It cuts the government's issuing currency out of the picture. It makes those two really control freak elements completely irrelevant to money. And I don't know, it was Rockefeller, one of those old banksters, is famous for saying, he
Rothschild
who controls
something.
The money, yeah, Rothschild, he who controls the money controls everything.
I care not what the laws of a nation are, give me control of the money, and I don't remember what
something
it is.
Something like that.
It has that feel to it, yeah. I can look it up.
So here's the news from motherboard.vice.com, and that is that Bitcoins are now in the hands of one-third of Kenyans. One-third.
Holy crap!
Thanks to Bitcoin, it's about to become a lot easier to move money in Africa. M-Pesa, a successful mobile money platform in sub-Saharan Africa, is embracing Bitcoin. And the service will give rise to transactions with negligible fees, like 4 cents, and could dramatically slash revenues of existing money transfer services like MoneyGram, Western Union, and PayPal.
And you know, I love the term negligible fees because that really kind of encapsulates it. As Bitcoin gets more and more popular, you're not going to be able to send money for free like you could previously.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to give up 3 to 5 cents in order to send your Bitcoins. And the more you give up, the faster your transaction will be made. So I think that negligible is a good term.
Kyupchi, the Bitcoin wallet service now being integrated into M-Pesa, which more than one-third of Kenyans have already signed up for, as well as 5 million Tanzanians. A team of 8,300 brand agents is also currently canvassing East India, targeting unbanked people. just to clarify, that one-third of Kenyans now has access to a Bitcoin wallet service doesn't mean that all of them use the Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's a real problem with their first statement.
We'll see how usage growth pans out after Kyopchi is fully integrated. But think about that. I mean, okay, yeah, they don't all necessarily know about or use the Bitcoins, but they all have access to this payment service that is incredibly successful in sub-Saharan Africa. These are competitors to Western Union and MoneyGram, and anybody that's ever sent money with Western Union or MoneyGram knows how ridiculous the process is. It's so onerous, so bureaucratic, so slow, and so annoying. I mean, I've done it twice, and I hate it. The last time I had a friend of mine, I've done it twice for the same person, and the last time that that friend of mine, I told them, look, I'll do this for you, but next time I'm only going to do it with Bitcoin, because I'm sick of going through the hassle of dealing with these companies.
Yeah, I understand. This is exciting, and it's exciting anytime Bitcoin is accepted by a new company and has more distribution through a new company. But that first statement is colossally irresponsible. It's like saying Bitcoin is in the hands of 100% of Americans because anybody can go to bitcoin.org.
No, that's
and
not the same thing. That's not the same thing. These people have the service. They use this service, this M-Pesa, the mobile money platform. Okay, so it's a mobile, meaning on your smartphone, mobile money platform that is now integrating Bitcoin. So essentially, they all do have Bitcoin on their device. If
they have the ability to use Bitcoin, they have zero Bitcoins on their device.
That's true. Well, so, some of them have Bitcoins and some
India. I don't like it. I don't like the way they phrased it.
Well,
it
was, go blame Vice.
Okay.
Okay. Like many Bitcoin businesses that advocate
blaming you. I'm
the
blaming
digital
whoever
currency's
wrote it.
Mainstream proliferation, Kyopchi boasts these tenets on its front page. So again, Kyopchi is the Bitcoin wallet service, so essentially like the blockchain.info for Africa. I might be mispronouncing this. Kipochi, maybe. Kipochi. Anyway, right on their front page, they boast free of inflation, global, secure, transparent, and low cost. It allows government ID-carrying users to swap funds by using their phone numbers as account numbers. Bitcoin lands on their server by way of a 34-character Bitcoin address, which acts as an alias in front of the customer's account. Linked with M-Pesa, Kipochi could quickly become the cheapest way for expatriates to send their money home. Now, Bitcoin...
That's a big deal.
They go on to talk more about what Bitcoin is. Kipochi, dead set on its dream of a Bitcoin future, is part of an army. Good-willed ambassadors determined to kill off Bitcoin's aura of comic book villainy. Sure, the cryptocurrency has brought tens of millions of dollars into the hands of drug dealers and has yet to largely impact any global economic crises, but therein lies the goal of the Bitcoin evangelists, legitimizing Bitcoin and getting normal people to use it for normal things.
And the other, because it doesn't stop some global financial crisis because a majority of Greeks or Argentinians aren't using Bitcoin, doesn't have anything to do with the finances of the individual that does. Gold and silver, which oftentimes are the things that are purported as the alternative to Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. And I've got no problem with gold and silver. I own gold and silver and support gold and silver. But oftentimes people will support it to the exclusion of Bitcoin, and I think that's a problem. Gold and silver have been around for millennia. And people aren't rushing off, the majority of people aren't rushing off into gold and silver in these countries necessarily either.
No, this mobile payment service isn't interested in digital silver. They're not doing that stuff. That's way too difficult to deal
and,
with.
And I don't know how many Zimbabweans, was it the Zimbabwe dollar that went to, like $1 billion, $10 trillion, whatever the bill was? Yeah, they weren't, now they're souvenirs. I don't know how many Zimbabweans were buying gold and silver in order to handle their Zimbabwe situation. The fact is their inflationary situation there. I don't think that it was being used in that way, although it could have been.
We'll come back with more here. 855, 450 free. Also, updates on a number of things, including the Robin Hooding situation. It has got a little bit more interesting here in Keene. We'll share that with you coming up. Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Be honest, will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Here toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
And those features on the site do include our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners via the chat room built right into the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. Again, that's cam.freetalklive.com.
Just talking about gold and silver in the last segment. If you want to get some precious metals, I support that. I endorse that. I recommend that.
I have some.
go ahead and go to gold.freetalklive.com or silver.freetalklive.com.
Same place.
They take you to the same place. And get some precious metals. Buy precious metals. I have lots of mercury dimes. One of the reasons that I like mercury dimes is because not only do you have some silver that you can have on hand, whether it's for an investment or, you know, a hedge against inflation, but you also have small denominations that are readily recognizable as silver, unlikely to be counterfeited, and you can do business with these. You can, you know, if somebody does some work for you at your house, you just go ahead and pay them in silver dimes if they'll take it. I support them. So go ahead and go to gold.freetalklive.com. Get some. Not only are you getting great rates on gold and silver, but you're supporting Free Talk Live in the process.
So 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It looks like a lot of Kenyans will soon have the ability to use Bitcoin thanks to M-Pesa, a very successful mobile money platform. One out of three Kenyans have this service, which means that one out of three Kenyans will have the ability to begin using Bitcoin to transfer money from individual to individual, which is a huge, huge thing. Now, I realize this means that not every one of them knows what Bitcoin is or has Bitcoins in their wallet, but they have the access to it. This is as big a news for Kenyans as if PayPal, in my opinion, this is as big a news for Kenyans if PayPal were to add Bitcoin to their repertoire. If you were able to have a Bitcoin-denominated PayPal account or have some sort of little tab or something like that on
PayPal.
Switch
between them, right? I mean, does this thing allow you to switch quickly and easily between dollars?
I'm not clear on that. That's a good question. I'm also not clear on exactly how M-Pesa works. It does appear that it works with non-smartphones, too. So there may be like a smartphone app, and there may be like a way to just transfer money using text message. I'm not exactly sure how this works, but this is a big deal. This is a major money transferring business accepting Bitcoin. And the great news about that is the more we start to see this, you know, if M-Pesa, which already has tremendous market penetration, one out of three people in Kenya, I mean, that's huge. So if this company is successful with this, and you better believe MoneyGram and Western Union and PayPal are paying close attention to these guys.
They keep an eye on their competition. They keep an eye on businesses that have a similar business model.
So if people are doing more business with M-Pesa as a result of the fact that they offer service in Bitcoin, eventually that may be what it takes to motivate the bigger money services to start accepting Bitcoin, and then that changes everything. So, I realize you're right, Mark, that the Vice headline on this was a little misleading, but ultimately, this is pretty big news for the people in Kenya. If you are outside of Kenya, can't really use the M-Pesa service, I don't think. Maybe in Tanzania. Anyway, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You bring up what you want. Let's go to Carson in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Carson.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Carson?
I was just calling because I've been hearing a lot on the mainstream media about the outrage over the decision in the Trayvon Martin case in Florida, the Stand Your Ground law.
Okay.
And one of the things that I really think has been undercovered is the fact that ever since the debacle that happened with Rodney King in the early 90s, it seems like every time something happens with an African American, the racism card gets played. And I'm not saying that there isn't racism, but I've just been seeing everybody screaming, not literally, figuratively speaking, about how this is all about racism. And I think it's getting out of control because I've seen a trend in this and other divisive issues like immigration. Well, if you are against immigrants coming into this country breaking the law, you're automatically being called a racist.
Now, I think that the difficulty is in those scenarios is that you're on the side of the racists, right? Like there are certainly people that are against the immigrants coming into this country and couch that behind, well, we've got laws. But I'd say that one thing that's not being mentioned in this Trayvon Martin situation is that the abject sexism that goes on. For this situation to be racist, one would have to have, you know, racism, his race would have to be an integral part of this. And I don't think that's necessarily true. I think that it is has to do with his gender, and I think it has to do with his garb. If
and
he was wearing the garb,
economical status.
I don't know about his economic status, but garb does communicate that to some.
To be some kind of, yeah, and it was also supposed to be some kind of neighborhood that's had a lot of break-ins, that was somewhat well-to-do.
But
I'm
it's
not
gated.
Intimately familiar with.
Right, that's the impression that we get. But
what you're saying is if he was wearing a suit coat walking down the street.
If he was a black man wearing a suit coat, a tie, and remember this was raining, so I don't know, mm-hmm. you know, would he have a London fog jacket on? I'm not exactly sure. And have a newspaper over his head. But, I mean, if he had different clothing on, it probably would have made a difference. And if he would have been female, it most certainly would have made a difference. Imagine for a second how this would have gone differently if you put different types of people, including young black women, into this. It seems like what this is far more a feeling that young males, because I think if you put a young white male into the situation, especially one dressed in urban garb, that he would have probably been shot too.
That's exactly what I've been saying, and it has a counterpoint to it too.
Before you get to the counterpoint, I've got something to counter what Mark is saying here. And that is that I saw a video recently. You talked about just the way people dress. If they were, you know, if it was a white person dressed the same, it would have been the same problem. Maybe.
Similar. No. I'm not. I'm only saying that I think that race is less of an issue than gender here. That's my claim.
Okay. Well, there's an interesting video that I saw on Facebook the other day, and it looked like it was from at least a decade ago, maybe late 90s. And it was one of those undercover, you know, News Team 8 kind of things, or maybe it was Good Morning America or something like that. But they started with a guy who was dressed kind of like a, you know, street kid who was white and, you know, floppy hat and baggy pants, that kind of, you know, that kind of look, long shirt. And they set a bicycle up and it was tied to some kind of post or whatever. There's a chain, it was around a post. And they sent this kid in there, maybe he's like 20 years old, sent him in there with a variety of tools and had him hack away at this this chain just to see what people would do. Because it's in a park, there's passersby, and what will people's response be? And I know you had a point, Carson, stand by, we're going to bring you back here in a moment. I thought it was pretty interesting because they changed it from a white kid to a black kid, white male to black male, and then they brought in a white female, and the reactions from people were fascinating. More coming up, 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. Tonight it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we also got Skype. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm. That toll free number, by the way, is brought to you by SACL CAI. It is 855-450-FREE. And you can, of course, join us online where you get to control the content of the website. So the items that you see as you're scrolling down that page, those were put there by listeners like you. If you wouldn't participate, our front page would be a lot less fun. So thanks for going to freetalklive.com and getting interactive. If you haven't done it yet, go there. It doesn't take you long to get your Reddit account connected to your Free Talk Live account, and then it's easy from that point on. So go to freetalklive.com and vote on the stuff that we should talk about.
So we were talking in the last segment about a new service that allows folks in sub-Saharan Africa to use Bitcoins, have a Bitcoin account integrated into their smartphone. You can have a Bitcoin...
into any phone.
Any phone. Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
not a lot of smartphone penetration, I don't think, in Kenya.
I don't know if blockchain.info is usable on a regular phone, and I would suggest that it probably isn't.
I think it's only for smartphones.
Yeah, but you can use blockchain.info to access your Bitcoins. You can have an account that's both on your computer and on your smartphone, which is incredibly
useful.
That's
so handy.
It works for Androids and iPhones. Just go get the app. Thanks to fancy encryption techniques, blockchain, the FBI, and even the NSA never have access to your money. In fact, if you're careful, they can't even know how much money you're sending or receiving. The blockchain wallet even has tools to easily send or allow you to send or receive Bitcoins anonymously. It's time for you to join the millions of other Bitcoin users. Get your free blockchain wallet today at blockchain.info.
So we've got Carson on the line here in Ohio. We're talking about one of my most despised topics, racism. I just wish it would go away. I wish we could all just be, you know, humans and treat each other like humans. And if we're going to judge somebody, judge them based on the content of their character and their actions. But unfortunately, it's still with us, and it's still an issue.
Yeah, this is racial bias. This isn't racism. So racism means that you believe that one group, one race is superior to another.
Mm-hmm.
Racial bias is a different story. It's, you know, and I think that everybody deals with racial bias on a regular, you know, I mean, I think that people
are
racially
biased. When you're saying that, you mean you treat people of one race differently from another?
Yeah, I think
isn't that based in racism? racism?
Racism is an easy term, and I don't know that one necessarily, even necessarily believes that. No.
So I was telling you, Mark, about this, and Carson as well. And Carson, are you back with us there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So I know you had a counterpoint to what Mark was saying, and I wanted to make sure I had a chance to throw this in before you get to that. And that is that this was an amazing piece of footage I saw online, and I don't know how I would re-find it again, maybe a bike thief racism experiment or something like that. But they had this
on YouTube.
20-year-old guy, dressed in kind of street clothing, white kid. He's obviously sawing away at a bike chain in a park. And he'd been instructed, he's an actor, he'd been instructed in this hidden camera experiment to, if questioned by people, to admit the bike wasn't his. So it wasn't like he was even pretending that he was trying to get his own bike. Oh, I lost my key or something. No. He would say things like, well, it's not mine. Or, you know, he'd kind of make excuses for what he was doing. But he'd make it clear to the person that that it wasn't his bike. So how did people treat him? Well, the people that walked by were mostly white. The people that walked by were, you know, they might ask him what he was doing, and when he would, you know, explain to them that he was taking a bike that wasn't his, they would just kind of walk on by and do nothing about it. And then when they brought the black kid in, who was, again, about the same age, wearing pretty much the same clothing, not the exact shirt or pants, but the same style, the hat and everything. So he's doing the same thing. He's sawing away at this, you know, chain and trying to break the lock or whatever. And almost immediately he starts getting, you know, tough questions from people about, is that your bike? And then, you know, people actually start to gather because one person stands there and then other people come and they stand there, whereas the other guy, if someone asked him just a question, they would just kind of be walking by as they would do it.
One thing, man in the street things often have an agenda and they, you know, they have the ability, they have the privilege of only showing what they feel like showing. Did you get that impression at all or...
No, I mean, this was a news piece
news from
you know, a Good Morning America kind of show.
That doesn't mean they're not biased. I mean, you certainly, the news agencies played up this Trayvon situation.
Okay, Mark, you can try this out on your own and see what kind of results you get.
I'm only saying it's interesting, right?
It is interesting. And so, they immediately start to take a hostile tone with the black kid who's doing the exact same thing as the white kid was. And, again, the black kid's, you know, answering that it's not his bike. And people, there's one guy...
He didn't get beat up.
Right. I was really surprised with that, too. And this other guy, one of the guys, actually comes up and takes his tools from him after, you know, after ascertaining this kid's, like, taking somebody else's bike. He walks up, which I thought was kind of creative. He takes the kid's tools. Well, if you're going to take that bike, I'm going to take your tools.
Hmm.
And even when the crew came out, people were still upset, and they didn't really even understand what was going on. I thought it was going to end there, you know, comparing the white kid to the black kid, both males. Then they bring in the pretty white girl. And it got even more interesting because you got this, you know, 20-year-old blonde white girl.
They helped her.
Yes, that's right. The white guys came along.
The words right out of my mouth.
Yeah. The white males, even one was there with his wife, and he offers to help this girl, even after it's obvious that she's taking something that's not hers. One of them even references that he would help her steal it.
It's I'm without speech. I'm speechless.
Anyway, Carson, go ahead with your counterpoint that you were going to throw out there.
Yeah, my counterpoint was just this, is that, and I use this in all the arguments I've had about this case. If Trayvon Martin was named Travis Martin and he was a white kid and Zimmerman was just the way he is, I'm really curious how much coverage this would have gotten. I mean, of course, it would have been covered because it's a controversial topic with the law. But
I don't know whether that's the case. This was a straight-up self-defense. This was straight-up self-defense. This wasn't a stand-your-ground situation. I think that that's probably the biggest disservice that's done in all this. Are there bigots in the world? Are they armed? Yes, they are. This stand-your-ground law had nothing to do with the legal case in this circumstance. The fact is that Zimmerman's story is a classic case of self-defense. It has nothing to do with feeling threatened and standing one's ground. As the story was told, and as the jury decided.
You got a story about that tonight, right?
Yeah, that's what law means.
Well, we'll come back with that here. Carson, thanks for your call and thoughts.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks for the call, man. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, so I just Googled bike thief experiment, just straight Google results, and there are some immediate results here. White and black bike thieves treated differently, social experiment in New York City, etc.
If you find it, we'll put it up on the Facebook page.
Yeah, I will, I'll make sure I can find the right video and then put it up there at our Facebook and Twitter and Google+.
So I think that I don't feel like I've been rebuffed in a certain circumstance. All I've claimed is that I think that race is a factor in this case, you know, no matter how it's all put up. Because I think we all have biases, racial biases. But I think that the gender bias is far larger in this circumstance than the racial bias. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. That's what it seems like. And I also think garb is a real issue. That oftentimes people...
Yeah, that would be an interesting way to change the bike thief experiment, is to have a guy in a suit sawing away versus the same guy wearing, you know, a junk clothes.
Clothing is clothing's communication, and when you whatever you're communicating with your clothing is what you're communicating, and you know, that's why people wear, that's why there's uniforms in businesses. That's why they, you know, they try to avoid certain communication, and you're communicating with that clothing.
All right, so I found it. I will post it. And it looks like it's actually somewhat more recent. I thought it was like a decade old, but it looks like it might have been from 2010, so somewhat recent. I will get that posted on our Facebook and Twitter and such, and we'll continue here. Mark, do you want to get to that story about Trayvon Martin?
Well, that story about Trayvon Martin doesn't say anything different than what I've said.
I see. I mean, okay.
I didn't know if there was anything else in there. If you have any questions about whether or not if you're, like, outraged at what I've said, which is that the Trayvon Martin situation doesn't have anything to do with Stand Your Ground, you may call in, and we can talk about the facts, but I've already read this story.
Fair enough. You know. We'll move on. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. The update on the Robin Hooder case here in a few moments. And federal regulations have made you 75% poorer. Reason.com has the numbers. We'll share them with you. It's interesting. Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPrepares.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri. The largest in the USA. July 19, 20, and 21. Expect more on-point seminars, more on-point exhibits, more nationally known experts, more doctors, more radio personalities, and more survivalists than any other expo. 3 days of exhibits and seminars online, $18 or $10 a day at the door. Children under 12, free. 2 freeze-dry-guy survival banquet dinners with your instructors, $8. Meet and dine with your USAPrepares.com instructors. Attend 50 one-hour seminars. We guarantee that this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events, or your money back. July 19, 20, and 21. Lebanon, Missouri, USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Want toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You can support the show by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon or any of the other stores there. You'll find it that link, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase price. So you get the stuff that you normally are used to getting at Amazon. You're just getting it through our link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut when you enter and start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Now, the Free State Project is happening. It is a brand new website, by the way, at freestateproject.org. Please go and take a look at it. And when you're ready, get signed up for this most exciting movement. There's nothing else out there that's like the Free State Project. There are some other organizations that are trying to do something similar, but they're nowhere even close to the level of popularity and success that the Free State Project has, nor are their goals as far-reaching or as lofty. So freestateproject.org is the idea of bringing 20,000 liberty-minded people all to the same geographic area. Now, that place is New Hampshire. That's where we are. Mark and myself moved back in 2006. As part of the Free State Project, we're early movers. Anybody that moves right now is an early mover. We've got over 1,100 people that are already here as part of the Free State Project. Over 14,000 have signed up for it. We want to reach 20,000, so we've still got a little ways to go. We're over 70% of the way to our goal. And then once you reach the 20,000 mark, well, then there'll be a five-year window when everybody has to make the move up here and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And there's some amazing success stories that have already occurred, and the new Free State Project website is going to focus on some of those. It's going to focus on the stories of the people who've moved. You're going to tell their story. You know, why did you move? What did you leave? Where did you, you know, what was it like leaving? So you see some of that there, and you'll also see people's stories about, you know, what's happening here in New Hampshire, some of the wins. And, of course, the Free State Project has a great newsletter, which comes out monthly. Our friend Mark Warden, who's a two-time elected state representative, has a nice write-up in this month's newsletter about some of the great political success stories that we've had in just the last decade here in New Hampshire. So it's just an incredible movement. You really, if you love liberty, you owe it to yourself to take the time to learn about it. FreeStateProject.org. And one of the things that's going on, Free State Project participants and New Hampshire natives are involved here in Keene with a little something called Robin Hooding. Now, Mark, how would you describe what Robin Hooding is?
Robin Hooding is going around and putting coins in meters for people whose meters have expired. It's a little more than that in that the Robin Hooders, they don't just go around and randomly fill meters. They fill meters that are close to meter people. What do they call them? Parking enforcement bureaucrats.
Yeah, parking enforcement officer is the official bureaucratese term, and then, of course, meter maid is the classic term for it. So they're rescuing thousands of people. Thus far this year, over 5,000 motorists have been saved from receiving a parking ticket. The city of Keene people are not very happy about that because that's a hit to their revenue. And they're suing us. I'm included in the lawsuit. There are six of us that they have sued. They would have named more people, but they can't identify everybody who has gone Robin Hooding thus far. So we've been sued. It's a civil case. They're looking to create blatantly unconstitutional 50-foot radius floating protection zones for their parking enforcement officers to prevent Robin Hooders from being within that 50-foot zone.
Right. All any lawyer would have ever had to do was read case law regarding this, and they would realize that this is absolutely already decided case law. And it really, the case has nothing to do with that. The case has to do with creating a picture for the employees who, you know, frankly don't like their jobs as much as they used to. And it's showing them, look, we're doing what we can. Don't leave. Don't leave your job as parking enforcer. Stay with us, please. We'll break the Constitution to keep you.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think that when the government steps out of line like this, somebody should pay for it. If the Constitution's the highest law in the land, why isn't there a penalty for it? Every other stinking law has a penalty, but there's no penalty for breaking the Constitution. Mm-hmm. This is one of the reasons that I find the Constitution to be an inadequate document. It has no teeth. It gets broken all of the time. And who has ever, I mean, and what happens to the people that break the Constitution? And how often do they get brought up?
They retire with a pension.
With a pension.
So, no, there's an update in this case. So, again, we're facing a lawsuit. It's going to court on August 12th. The city ultimately wanted the judge to issue a preliminary injunction. That has not been done. So that's a good thing, because this judge is being cautious about this case. He does want to hear the arguments about the Constitution and case law. And the case law is pretty damn clear. There's a case called Schenck, which makes it clear that a floating buffer zone is unconstitutional. It's a U.S. Supreme Court case where they made that decision. It was in regards to abortion clinics. Now, they did say it was constitutional to have a buffer zone around a fixed location, like an abortion clinic. But there were 15-foot buffer zones that had been created in a case regarding people that were coming to and from the abortion clinic. So the idea was that if you were a customer, that you would have this 15-foot radius around you to protect you. Well, that was what was thrown out as unconstitutional. It was considered to be an infringement on free speech and freedom of movement, that kind of thing. So they tossed that. And so it's a pretty clear argument. Look, this is clear U.S. Supreme Court case. Plus, in our case, in the Robin Hood case, they're not trying to protect private people. They're trying to protect the government workers who have even less of an expectation of being bothered or less of an expectation of privacy.
It's in their job description.
Yeah, it's in their job description that they should be putting up with mental duress and that verbal verbal duress as well. So the latest in the case is that they've brought on private attorneys. The city attorney has the city of Keene has hired private hired guns from one of the top law firms in New Hampshire. They have one of the top civil rights attorneys in the country working on this case. As
you've
I understand,
you've got to be kidding me.
Nope. I'm not kidding you.
God,
who knows what that is costing taxpayers? I'm going to guess at least $200 or $300 an hour, if not more, because they've got the
that sounds low.
They've got the old guy attorney on board and like the young kid. So they've actually brought two attorneys in from this private law firm to handle this.
Can I make a guess
at what it costs?
Yeah,
go ahead.
$1,000 an hour.
No, I can't imagine it would be that much. Okay. They probably get a break or something because they're the city. But
why would they get a break?
I
why
don't
would
know. The probably, they
why
probably
would
give them a lot of business?
Top civil rights attorneys in the country give a break to the city of Keene, New Hampshire, in order to defend meter maids against people feeding meters.
I don't know. It will be interesting to find out what the actual amount is. Because anything we say is pure speculation. You can guess.
I'm taking 500 to 1,000. Would have been my guess. If you're actually going to look it up, I am going to err on the high side with 1,000 though.
I'm going to go closer to like 400.
You resist to 200 to 300.
Well, you're making me want to move up a little bit.
Okay.
But it'll be interesting to find out when we actually
do. You're going
to
take 300 and we give it 1,000. Well, let's just split it in the middle and call it 550.
It'll be interesting to find out what it is because we can find that stuff out. You know, you can do a freedom of information request. So we're going to work on that.
And I know you guys will.
Yeah, we're going to work on that. But so they bring these hired gun private attorneys in, and they filed a motion to amend the original complaint, the original petition to the court that was filed that started all of this. These guys have to justify their time, right? They're putting hours into this case. So they've got to come up with something. So they filed a motion to amend the original petition to add in a claim of civil conspiracy, which they say is a civil conspiracy is a combination of two or more persons by concerted action to accomplish an unlawful purpose or to accomplish some purpose not in itself unlawful by unlawful means. Well, according to my post at freekeen.com, what were the unlawful purposes or means? Well, they claimed that in their petition that the unlawful purpose was to cause tortious interference with the city's employment contracts with the parking enforcement officers. And the city, of course, already admitted in their initial filing that they couldn't use existing laws against Robin Hooders. They actually say, we can't use the existing system against you. We have no criminal charge that we can charge you with, so we're going to go after you with a civil case and see if we can come up with these restrictions to put on you. So it seems like they've already acknowledged in their own filing that what we're doing isn't illegal.
So it's conspiring to
To break up their contracts.
Yeah.
They're saying that we are in part of the Robin Hooders, the six people that they've sued, are part of a civil conspiracy against them and their employees.
So people, the public, can no longer attempt to sway public policy in any fashion besides voting. Is that the claim? Or political process?
I mean, whatever things they allow you to do. You can go to the council meeting and speak to them. Write a letter.
I don't think the top civil rights attorneys in the country are going to be able to handle this. I mean, this is crazy.
So I just thought it was an interesting little detail. Now we're conspirators against the city. Now, just to clarify, the judge does have to, he has to grant this motion.
He has to grant the motion to amend.
To amend. So this civil conspiracy thing isn't officially in the court case as far as in the petition yet, but they're trying to, and my attorney, John Meyer, in this case, has said that he's not going to object to this. It's just not worth the time to object to it. We'll just deal with it in court or whatever. 855-450-FREE, so that's the latest on the Robin Hood. In case you can visit Robin Hood of Keen on Facebook for some of the latest, also freekeen.com. Hour 2 is on the way next. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.